We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Some disturbing results in the latest study on increased screen time with teens. Sherry Preston is following this. What did it reveal?
Well, these are University of Montreal researchers, and they looked at almost 4,000 adolescents between the ages of 12 and 16 over 4 years' time. They kept track of four different kinds of screen use: social media, television, computers, and video games. And what they found out that was kids who were already prone to depression, when they were on those screens looking at social media, it made their depression worse. So it was pretty stunning, too. For every additional hour that young people spent on social media or watching television, the severity of depressive symptoms they experienced goes up. That study is published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatrics. Interestingly, computer time and video game time did not lead to those greater risks of depression, but the other two did. And the researchers think that it's probably the idea of, you know, the FOMO idea, the idea that other people are having better things that they're doing than I am, I'm missing out on things. That tends to make things worse when kids are on social media and also when they watch certain TV shows as well.
Yeah, I was just about to ask. So it's not so much the screen itself or just like the action of sitting around, kind of moping around on your phone or whatever, but it's actually social media, where if you're doing other things on the screen, maybe it doesn't have that much of an impact.
Yeah, and this study confirms something that the researchers say is called reinforcing spiral theory. And that's a theory that suggests that people selectively view information that validates their already existing state of mind. So if I'm already a little bit depressed or sad, I'm going to be clicking on things that will exacerbate that. So the more my depressive state impacts my viewing choices, the more the algorithms are going to line it up to where I see more of those, making me more depressed. So I might like somebody's pictures from the Bahamas. So I get more pictures from the Bahamas, and then I get more depressed. You know, it's again, that reinforcing spiral theory, you know, reinforces what you're already feeling. And teenagers, young girls, and those from lower socioeconomic status also showed greater increases in those levels of depression, probably, again, because it's this, you know, this fear of missing out or seeing other people doing things that they can't necessarily do.
Okay. Did amount of time on screens, did that matter in this study?
The amount of time, the more time that you spent, the more the instances of depression went up. There were no hours, like an hour here, an hour there. It's just the more time you spent. And also another thing to keep in mind, too, is that exercise didn't really affect this. Because, you know, a lot of times if you exercise, you'll be less depressed and, you know, it leads to more dopamine and whatnot. And the researchers didn't find that exercise played a big role in this. It was a social media and television event, not so much with computers and with video games.
Interesting study. Sherry, thanks for shedding some light on it for us. It's Sherry Preston on a new study on screen time, notably social media on your phones, kind of making teens unhappy or, to a more serious extent, depressed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.